B-Pod Studios.
I got my colleague at Fox Sports Radio is one of the greats. I love him. They do a show called The Odd Couple. He has been covering the game at the highest level for a long time. Knows all sports, but he's a great basketball mind. Along with Rob Parker, he is Chris Broussard on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's going on, Chris? What's up, brother?
What's up, man? It's always good to be on with you. How are you?
Good, buddy. You staying safe out there in L.A.?
Man, I'm in Jersey. I've been here since March. I travel to L.A. a lot for, obviously, during the season, but my home base is in New Jersey. So, dude, I've been here since March, man.
So, you got to be kidding me.
I'm in South Orange. You're probably familiar with that.
Yes, from our time. Chris and I were both working in New York. I was at the Post. He was at the Daily News, killing it, doing the whole thing. And the Times. And, oh, my God, dude. You're in Jersey. We got to hook up. I didn't even realize that. I'm in South Jersey now. I just moved there.
Are you in what, like,
I'm in Malka Hill. We just left the city, and we're now in Malka Hill. So,
I can't believe
that. I didn't know what was happening here in L.A., man. Where's Rob at? Is Rob in L.A.?
Rob's in L.A. Yeah. Rob is in L.A. That
is great, man. But, you're all right. How's your family? Everybody good?
We're good. Yep. One of my daughters went to Penn. She just graduated this year. I got twins. They both graduated. One from Michigan, one from Penn. But
God bless you.
Graduations, you know.
God bless you, man. Penn and Michigan? Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like I got a raise, man.
I guess so.
Like I got a new job.
No wonder why you're working so hard, man. My God.
Oh, man. Yeah. It ain't no joke, man. I'll tell you that.
I know.
But it's all good. We blessed. I've been tested for the virus. Don't have it. Nobody in my family's gotten it. So I'm good.
That's fantastic. God bless you, man. That's awesome. That's good news. And mine are 10-7, so I got a lot more work to do.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do. God, dude, I can't imagine, man.
And they're two boys.
You were homeschooling then.
Yeah.
At the end, you were homeschooling. Was your wife handling it?
I was doing my shit, too, you know. And they're crazy, those kids.
Yeah,
too.
That's woo.
You know, two boys.
And you only got a few more years. Like, once they get to about 13, I don't know that you can add much to their education, you know? I know that's how I would have been. Like, I got you to about 11 or 12,
dude. No, man, you're kidding me. You're one of the smartest guys I know. Give me a break. Come on, man. That's awesome.
Man, they doing new math.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they do math anymore.
we were English guys, Chris. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right.
So let me ask you, because I'm curious. I'm dying to hear what you think about the restart itself. And, you know, I know we got the news about Dallas of the MLS down there in Orlando, and they can't even go. They can't even play. The whole franchise is done. So I'm curious, first, what you think of the whole NBA bubble and, you know, the whole situation.
Well, this is obviously a complicated situation. I understand why the NBA is doing it, and let's just cut to the chase. It boils down to money.
Yep.
You know, now they're not, I'm not saying they're throwing their players to the wolves health-wise, because they're not, but this is about money on both sides. The league knows they need to make some money to save jobs, and, you know, so the salary cap doesn't plummet next year, and the players understand that too. And the players understand that if we don't play, they got a collective bargaining agreement coming up. They understand the owners would probably take it out on them because they're going to, you know, the money would plummet for everybody. So they could really get the short end of the stick. I've covered two lockouts, and both of them, the players have gotten beaten. And so the players generally lose in these lockouts. So the player said, look, we need to play and make sure we can make the money we can make and keep the salary cap from just falling through the floor for the upcoming season. So there's that. I think they have a great plan. You know, I think they, under the circumstances, they got about the best plan you can have. You know, obviously players would love to be able to go home and stuff, but that would just heighten the chances of them getting the virus and passing it on to family members. I think with most players, because, look, there are players, I'm told, that really aren't that hyped about going back to play. Obviously, there are many that really are excited. Those that have a shot to win a title, they're really hyped to come back. But there are players that are ho-hum about it. They kind of got in off-season mode. They're concerned about the health issues. And they really don't want to go, but they're going anyway. So I just think that a lot of players are concerned, too, about not so much their health, although there's a little bit of that, but it's more so your family. Like, if you have little children, if you have an older parent, you know, who's more vulnerable. So I'm excited as a fan, you know, to watch it. And obviously we're all looking for sports to kind of restart. But, I've said this on our radio show. If what we did, and this goes for all the sports, but if what we did in March, where we shut down the league and then all the other leagues followed because Rudy Gobert tested positive and then the country went into a shutdown, if that was legitimate, and I say if because it's become so politicized, it's kind of hard to tell what's true and what's not. But if that was legitimate, then it seems like nobody should be playing.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, it's worse now. It's, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's worse now and getting worse, especially down there in Florida. So, you know, like I said, the fan in me is excited to see it, but it does seem risky, man.
Yeah, it really does. I know. It does. And you know what's funny, though, to your point? It's like, you know, the fan inside you is hoping, everybody's praying, everybody's safe. And you're like, please, man, because we really need it. It's been a horrible 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, my gosh. From the very moment it started, it seems like it's been all types of tragedies. You're absolutely right. And there's no other way to put it. Horrible 2020. I mean, it's as simple as that. And like you said, we are, you know, looking forward to this. But I don't know. You just got to wait and see. And what I really hope, obviously you hope nobody gets ill. And certainly nobody gets seriously ill. But the nightmare scenario for the leagues, particularly the NBA, is what if a LeBron or Giannis or somebody like, or so you got an Embiid and Ben Simmons or one of them gets the virus right in the middle of a playoff series? You know?
I know.
What if the Sixers get to the conference finals and one of your stars comes down with it? I mean, that is really just a nightmare scenario for the teams and for the league. So hopefully nothing like that happens. Hopefully nobody gets it, or, you know, there's nothing serious, because it's obviously some people are going to get it, you would think. But so most players, thankfully, who have gotten it have been fine. You know what I mean? Although Rudy Gobert says his sense of smell is not back yet.
I know. How about that? Saw Freddie Freeman from the Braves said he got hit with a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Von Miller had it tough, too.
Yeah.
It took him, like, a few weeks to get over. So, yeah, you just don't know. And that's the thing, man. It's such an unknown. And there's talk that it's morphing and it's changing. And mutating. And so, I don't know, man. You just, like you said, you just got to pray that everything works out, that the players are healthy. And then both, you know, obviously you got a few guys pulling out in the NBA. But baseball, it seems like you got more guys pulling out in baseball.
I know, man. That's crazy.
You know?
I know. And I don't know. And I don't know how you're going to jump on planes and hotels and the whole thing.
That's the thing about baseball. Yeah. Even though it's outdoors, which makes it better than the NBA, they're going to be going home. Like you said, they're going to be interacting in the public to some degree. And that makes it a lot different. I guess the NBA bubble is, like I said, they've done a good job considering everything, but it still may not be enough.
We're talking to Chris Broussard, one of the greats, Fox Sports Radio, my colleague. You get him on FS1. He's tremendous, great. The triple threat, writer, broadcaster, TV personality. You do it all. Author. I got to ask you, when we talk about the Sixers, and you've been covering the league a long time. When you look at them, we're hoping that they're obviously a dangerous team. How do you kind of look at them with all the stuff going on, no home court, knowing that they're the longest team in the league and they're kind of built for 16? What's your take on them?
You know, I picked, I don't know if you remember, I picked the Sixers before the season to get to the finals.
I remember.
And I've been disappointed, as I'm sure many Sixers fans have. I mean, obviously they haven't been terrible, but they certainly underachieved. It's interesting you talk about the home court or that. I don't know if that's going to be a positive for them or a negative.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're horrible on the road. They got the worst record of any of the playoff teams on the road, and they're tremendous at home. So I don't know if Orlando will be more like a road situation for them and they're bad, or if it's because they're stable, they're not moving around, if it's more like a home situation. So, here's my general take on the Sixers. I love the talent. You can certainly argue they're the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think they're mentally strong and mature yet. I think the home a road disparity is a sign of that. I don't think Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons have yet figured out how to play their best together, and I put that, you got to put that on Brett Brown.
Yeah,
it's his job to do it. And then so to have them be away for 3 months, and now they're coming back, I don't think the chemistry between those two is going to get better. So I don't think they'll win the East. Again, you always give them a puncher's chance because Embiid is so good and Simmons is so good, and they obviously have talent around those guys. But my concerns about their mentality, those are the biggest concerns I have. Now, I've actually wondered, what has Joel been doing during this break?
So
you know, just with who he is.
Yes.
Yeah, like his I mean, everything he's shown us in the past, you would think he's sitting there getting out of shape, eating all types of mess. Now, I've heard that his diet is much better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the reports are saying he's in good shape. Ben Simmons, you know, I've talked about being in good shape. So if Joel is truly in good shape, that's huge. You would figure his health is a little better. Ben obviously has said his health is much better. But what I need to see from Ben, I see the pictures of him looking like a tight end working out in the weight room. I need to see photos and videos of jump shots. That's what I want to see. All right? Here's the thing, and this, I don't know if you want me to go this far.
No, go, please.
This would be what I would do with the Sixers. If they go out this year, say in the second round, I would get rid of Brett Brown. I would bring in a coach that I believe could have the best chance of really maximizing Embiid and Simmons together. Okay, now for me, that would be like a Mark Jackson. You know, I don't know if Elton Brand would go that way, but that's how I would look at it. But I bring in a new coach, give them one season, see what it looks like, see if I can get those two to really play their best together. And if not, if after next season it's still the same old disappointment, underachievement, they go out in the second round or something like that, then honestly, I think I would move on from Embiid. And I would build my team around Simmons. Yep, as much as I like him, and he's arguably the best center in the league, Simmons, you've seen it. When Embiid's not there, Simmons is like another player.
Listen, I think Simmons.
And for today's NBA, right? Yeah. Today's NBA, he would be like a turbocharged. Well, no, I was going to say Draymond Green. He would be, you could play him like the Bucks play Giannis.
Yes.
He
yes.
can bring the ball up. Yes. He can post. And you just put shooters around him. And I think you could do something with that. So that will be my long-term prognosis for him.
Well, listen, we're talking to Chris Broussard on the Comcast Business Hotline. I agree with you in that if you had to put it, if I had to split him up, I'm choosing Ben because you're right. Ben is more like Giannis, right? And I think Ben's game grows. Right. Like, I still believe that Ben develops some sort of mid-range game where he's not going to be afraid to shoot the ball. And again, I'm not asking for threes.
At some point, it'll come.
It will. Right. He's a top. I always still look at it. He's a top five player in the league someday. Like, I would bet on that.
No, I mean, look, the ability is clearly there. I think he may be more likely to shoot threes eventually than the mid-range, just because people frown so much on the mid-range shot nowadays. But like you said, all he's got to do is take a few. If he shoots 30%, but is shooting it, you know, with some degree of frequency, that's huge. And it's just more, you know, obviously it's not as much of a big man's game anymore. That's why I would choose Simmons over Embiid. Yeah. Now, with those two together, it frustrates me to no end when I see Embiid, and this happens a lot in fourth quarters, when Embiid is out at the three-point line playing like he's 6'3" instead of 7 feet tall. And I get it because to keep them on the floor together, they put Simmons down low so teams will guard him, and then they need spacing so Embiid moves out. But it just nullifies his greatest advantage, which is his inside dominance.
It's funny. That's the people here say the same thing. We've had this. Go down low, post up.
It's so, that's why, like I said, if Brett can't get it done this year, and again, you give him a puncher's chance, but I think you got to move on if it's disappointing playoff time.
Yeah, and we love it. And listen, justice would say, if there was sports justice, such a thing, Brett would win it because he's a great dude, and
he's
know that.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He is a great guy, yep.
Yeah, but, you know, listen.
And I'm pulling for him. I mean, I hope he does. They do figure it out. And look, I think for them, obviously they're right there with Indiana as the fifth and sixth seed. You want to get to five. You know, I don't think you want, I mean, who knows how things will play out, but I don't think you want necessarily Boston in the first round. I know they play well against Boston this year, but, you know, Boston's a team that's going to be well coached, disciplined. I think they're going to come back and play well. Obviously, Miami's tough too, but you guys, you know, beat Miami. Yeah.
Miami, it's funny because Miami scares me more than Boston because I think the Sixers match up against Boston. They frustrate Kemba because of their length. But Miami, they go into that zone and it messes with them. And then you got the Jimmy factor. Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy's a nasty dude.
He's coming for the jugular.
Yes.
He is coming for the jugular. There's no doubt about that.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. I'm so glad to connect with you. I'm so glad you're close by, man. We got to hook up.
Hey, when we're able to, let's hook up, grab lunch or something like that.
I would love it.
Or dinner. We'll work it out because our schedules are kind of different.
Yeah.
But we'll work something out, man.
That sounds good, brother. Be safe, all right? Best of your family.
All right, brother. You too. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. There he is, Chris Broussard, my colleague at Fox Sports Radio. Terrific guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.